This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
How are we feeling today? It better not be emotions for the ocean about rich people.
Rich emotions, but spelt the other way as a pun.
With ocean in it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I gotta make a note of this before we both...
Rich people's emotions.
Oh, that's nice. That looks like a really wrong word, though.
I'm sure Google agrees. You know what? How is the uncertain one looking?
I don't know the last time I updated this, to be honest, because we're so full to the brim.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I got you covered. Don't worry.
You're sounding very certain for a category that is uncertain.
I'm feeling very certain for the uncertain. I've been holding on to this one for a while, so it's probably grossly outdated. But this is an article from Wired. I'm so excited about this right now. May 20th, 2024, 6 o'clock a.m. We're a little behind, but not that behind. You probably haven't heard of this because it's not our part of the world. And it's titled, Indian voters are being bombarded with millions of deepfakes. Political candidates approve. And then it said, I'm just going to go right to the article. I'm not going to read the little blurb that gives it all away. Okay. On a stifling April afternoon in Ajmer, in the Indian state of Rajasthan, this is like a story. Local political Shakti Singh Rathore sat down in front of a green screen to shoot a short video. He looked nervous. It was his time being cloned. Wearing a crisp white shirt and a ceremonial saffron scarf, bearing a lotus flower. The logo of the BJP, the country's ruling party, Rathore pressed his palms together and greeted his audience in Hindu. Lamashkar, he began, to all my brothers. Before he could continue, the director of the shoot walked into the frame. Divyendra Singh Jadoon, a 31-year-old with a bald head and a thick black beard, told Rathore he was moving around too much on camera. Jadoon was trying to capture enough audio and video data to build an AI deepfake of Rathore that would convince 300,000 potential voters around Ajmer that they had a personalized conversation with him. An excess movement would shake the algorithm. Jadoon told his subject to look straight into the camera and move only his lips. Start again, he said. Right now, the world's largest democracy is going to the polls. Close to a billion Indians are eligible to vote as part of the country's general election. And deepfakes could play a decisive and potentially divisive role. India's political parties have exploited AI to warp reality through cheap audio fakes, propaganda images, and AI parodies. But while the global discourse on deepfakes often focuses on misinformation, disinformation, and other societal harms, many Indian politicians are using the technology for a different purpose, voter outreach. Across the ideological spectrum, they're relying on AI to navigate the nation's 22 official languages and thousands of regional dialects and to deliver personalized messages in farther-flung communities. While the U.S. recently made it illegal to use AI-generated voices for unsolicited calls, in India, sanctioned deepfakes have become a $60 million business opportunity. More than 50 million AI-generated voice clone calls were made in 2 months leading up to the start of the elections in April. Millions more will be made during the voting. One of the country's largest business messaging operators told Wired. Jadoon is the poster boy of the burgeoning industry. His firm, Fully Mass Synthetic Media Solutions, is one of the many deepfake service providers from across India that have emerged to cater to the political class. this election season, Jadoon had delivered 5 AI campaigns so far, for which his company has been paid a total of $55,000. He charges significantly less than the big political consultants, 125,000 rupees, which is 1,500, to make a digital avatar, and 60,000 rupees, which is $720 US, I'm assuming, for an audio clone. He's made deepfakes of Prem Singh Tamang, the chief minister of the Himalayan state of Sikkim, and resurrected Y.S. Rajasekhara Reddy, an iconic politician who died in a helicopter crash in 2009 to endorse his son Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, currently chief minister of the state of Andhra Pradesh. Jadoon has also created AI-generated propaganda songs for several politicians, including Tamang, a local candidate for parliament and the chief minister of the western state of Maharashtra. He is our pride, rang one song in Hindi about a local politician in Ajmer. With male and female voices set to a peppy tune, he has always been impartial.
It's weird that there's kind of like a give and take that's both good and bad for this. Like the fact that they can actually talk to people in all languages.
Right? When they said that, I was like, okay, that seems like a good thing.
But also they could hire people in those languages to help. Could they not?
They could.
It's just going to be the person not speaking their language. And it might be a misrepresentation to somebody, but like, oh, wow, they speak my language fluently. They understand me.
Yeah, which is a part of the good thing. Now, I'm going to just be honest with you. I'm not going to read you the rest of this article because it goes on and on. There is much, much more to the article. I thought it was a very interesting article, which we are going to link up in the show notes for this in case you want to have a more in-depth read. I think more it was the idea of another country using AI and just the thought of that being a thing. And like Taylor just said, it has some good connotations to it. It also has some really bad connotations to it. If it gets any worse, we'll never know because we're not reading the rest of the article.
I think we can know somewhat just because the Indian election happened last month. It is over, I think, for the most part. Modi won, but not as much as people thought he would win by. So I don't know how AI played into that, but that was kind of what was expected to happen.
Well, I like that you had kind of an update for us on that. But yeah, I thought it was really interesting seeing that article, which is why it made me so excited to be reading that. And I think we are feeling uncertain about that, is I think where we left it.
Yeah, it was fairly well fantastic. Posted in there.
Another 100%.
Look at that. And with that, you can all feel content for 48 hours that we have properly classified information.
My filing system is amazing.
Bye.